We want to jump in here to let you know we have been following the story today about the fate of Summer at Rye Playland in Westchester County. The news may not be a shock to many people. The county executive in Westchester, George Latimer, is on the line with us. We appreciate your time, and it is not good news that you have to tell us about Rye Playland for the summer of 2020, right?
No, I'm afraid not. We've made the decision to close Playland, the amusement park portion of Playland. There are other elements there. For the summer season. Normally, it would open in mid-May, and the governor established a ban on opening any amusement parks. We know it takes us at least a month, 3 weeks to a month, to gear up to open. And unlike amusement parks in Florida and California, we don't operate on a year-round basis. We have a rather limited season, given the weather up in the north. So we normally would close at the end, Labor Day weekend, and then we've been keeping it open until September and October last year. But we don't think we can realistically social distance. We don't think we can realistically sanitize all the surfaces that little kids would be putting their hands on at an amusement park. You know, the Dragon Coaster, the bumper cars, all the different rides and so forth. And, it realistically is something that, for the benefit of public health, we need to keep closed this year. I happen to live near it. I've been a big advocate for the renovation of the park. We've invested money to try to make it better, but this year we're not going to be able to open it.
You took a look at this, and there was just no way to maybe have every other seat on the ride maybe open for a rider and things like that?
Well, you know, it's not so much what happens on the rides themselves. You know, if you think of going to church or going into, a setting where there's set seating. But here you're talking about large crowds. You can get 8,000 people a day, people milling about in the midway, as you would expect, when they're going to the food concession booths. It's not, one single place in a restaurant where you're going to get your food. It's multiple different places. And it really became a logistical nightmare to try to figure out how we could handle it. Now, it may be that a year-round park can handle it better, because they have the expectation that they're going to open fully sometime in the fall, October, November. By then, we're out of business, time-wise. So we knew that it would be better for us to keep the park closed this year. We have capital improvements to be made, so we'll move up the schedule for that. We do have the Playland Boardwalk, which is right outside the park. It's a great place for people to walk and look at the water. That's still open. The Playland Beach is open under the restrictions of less attendance, but the beach itself is open. We have a small little mini golf place that's part of the complex that's still open. And at this stage of the game, those elements will be there. There's also a nature preserve on the far side of Playland, the Reed Sanctuary, which will be open as well. But the amusement park just couldn't do it.
Wanted to ask you, as we have you here on the line, we expect to be hearing from Governor Cuomo tomorrow about indoor dining as part of Phase 3 in New York City. How has it been going in Westchester County? Do you have any concerns about whether you might have to pull that back there?
Well, we haven't seen statistics of infection rise dramatically. There's been a slight uptick. You reported about the Chappaqua spike that occurred, and there may be some other ones that happened like that. What we look for is not just an increase in numbers, but whether it's broad-based, if it's spread all across the county. Our numbers in Westchester have been very good since the very beginning of the contagion, where we had a lot of cases positive early on. But it's come down dramatically since then. The numbers are just infinitely better. But we don't have the disease under control. We don't have a vaccine. We don't have an antiviral treatment. We still have to use tools like testing and masking and social distancing, which are, not perfect tools to deal with. They're what we have to look at. And to go forward with. At this stage of the game, the indoor dining, reduced numbers, coupled with the outdoor dining that's available now, I think is working well in Westchester. But, keep in mind, we don't get the concentration of people like you get in Manhattan. I've worked in Manhattan for many years, went to grad school at NYU. When you're in a restaurant in Manhattan, you're cheek to jowl. Even if you reduce the amount of population, it's much harder to maintain that in the city. It's a little easier to maintain that out in the suburbs. So I think so far we're doing fine. Nothing has shown up to give us a cause for undue concern.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer on the line, and it sounds like Rye Playland will be back next summer, bigger and better than ever.
That is exactly the plan. We're also going to be renovating the pool, so we invite everybody up for whenever we have our grand opening in May. The weather will be nice. The masks will be gone. COVID will be gone. We'll all be a little bit happier.
Yeah. Moving on. George Latimer, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Latest there from the county executive in Westchester.